This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Marla Housley and Heath Housley, plaintiff's respondents versus Auto House LLC and Auto Services Company, NC, respondent's appellants, decided March 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division Marla Housley and Heath Housley, plaintiff's respondents, v. number SD38561, Auto House, LLC, and filed March 17, 2025, Auto Services Company, Inc., Dietz, respondents, appellants. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Joshua B. Christensen, judge affirmed, Auto House, LLC, and Auto Services Company, Inc., collectively appellants, appeal the trial court's denial of their motion to compel arbitration, alleging they did not substantially participate in the litigation or otherwise act inconsistently with their right to arbitrate. Because appellants waived their right to compel arbitration by substantially participating in the underlying litigation, we affirm. Factual background and procedural history. In September 2021, Appellant Auto House, LLC, entered into a contract to sell a truck to respondent Marla Housley. That same day, respondent Marla Housley also too purchased a vehicle protection plan from Appellant Auto Services Company, Inc. to cover the truck. The vehicle protection plan contained an arbitration clause, the agreement, stating as follows: any and all disputes that arise out of or relate to this agreement, or the performance or breach thereof, shall be subject first to mediation in good faith by the parties. Thereafter, any remaining unresolved controversy or claim arising out of or relating to this agreement, or the performance or breach thereof, shall be settled by arbitration under the provisions of the Federal Arbitration Act, and judgment on the award rendered by the arbitrator may be entered in any court having jurisdiction thereof. The parties shall equally split the cost of any mediation and/or arbitration sessions. Each party will pay the fees of its own attorneys, expenses, and witnesses with regard to the presentation of each party's case. The arbitrator or mediator shall have no authority to award punitive damages against any party. The mediation and or arbitration shall take place within 60 days after demand for mediation arbitration by another party to this agreement. This provision applies only to the agreement holder. It does not apply to any other individuals, entities, or any classes thereof. In January 2022, the truck experienced mechanical problems, and Marla and her husband, Heath Housley, collectively respondents, made a claim for repairs with Appellant Auto Services Company, Inc. under the agreement. Appellants denied respondents' claim. Before filing suit, respondents attempted to resolve their claim with appellants through mediation with the Missouri Attorney General's Office. The Missouri Attorney General's Office advised that because they were unable to resolve the complaint through mediation, respondents should consult with an attorney or consider an action through small claims court. Respondents and appellants corresponded in an attempt to settle before respondents ultimately filed suit. On June 16, 2023, Appellant Auto Services Company, Inc. was served with process. On June 22, 2023, Appellant Auto House, LLC was served with process. On July 17, 2023, appellants filed a first motion to dismiss. The motion 3 made no assertion with respect to arbitration. On October 10, 2023, respondents served interrogatories and requests for production. On December 5, 2023, the trial court held a scheduling conference where appellants agreed to a timeline for discovery, as well as agreed to set the case for a 3-day jury trial in February 2025. On December 21, 2023, a hearing was held on appellants' first motion to dismiss and motion to strike, and the trial court granted appellants some, but not all, of the relief they requested. On January 16, 2024, respondents filed a first amended petition. On February 15, 2024, appellants filed a second motion to strike and a motion to dismiss one count of the first amended petition. On the same date, appellants also filed objections to respondents' discovery, as well as an answer to the other counts of respondents' first amended petition. In their answer, appellants submitted numerous affirmative defenses, but did not mention a desire to have the case arbitrated. On February 16, 2024, respondents filed a motion to compel, seeking responses to their discovery, which was granted in part at a hearing that's